is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's a big Tuesday on Capitol Hill as Obamacare might actually get a repeal vote today. We'll see if three times is the charm. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we're going to go to the hotline. In response to our last conversation, including discussing an Article 5 convention, constitutional convention, and I don't think that's something that 60s hippies happen to call it, which is what I was told by David there. My next guest, the caller is Kelly, calling from Detroit today. And Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. I caught most of the last caller's conversation a little more than a year ago. I was the Michigan State Director for the Convention of States Project for a year, and the problem that organization doesn't see is that the state legislatures, okay, say there's so many that are Republican-controlled, but a lot of them are establishment Republicans. And when I went to Lansing, I tried to contact every Republican and any Democrat that would listen to the Convention of States proposal.
Right.
I didn't get one Republican that signed on to it. So that's one thing.
Now, let me ask you this, Kelly. How many Republicans did you approach in Lansing to be involved with a Article 5 convention when you were the director?
About 25.
And not one of them said yes. You tell me that not one of them, because here's my concern with it, and I believe what you're saying, Kelly. I'm not challenging what you're saying. What concerns me about that is you're talking about a balanced budget amendment is the main focus of the convention, although I think that David was wrong. I think there's no place in the Constitution that says if it's open, the entire document's open potentially for amendments.
Oh, it is. It is. Constitutionally, it is.
Absolutely. And I'm absolutely spot on accurate about that. There's no question. But my concern that I'm hearing from you, Kelly, is that all these Republicans are talking about, you know, keeping the budget under control and not overspending the people's money and keeping, it's all BS. If you're telling me you went to 25 people and said, I want a balanced budget amendment, they all said, yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, between the Senate and the House. And, Rick Schneider wouldn't get into it.
Right, but that's different.
But just to show, what are they doing? They're raising our taxes still.
Right, and when approached, these Republicans that run on the idea of smaller government and lower taxes, when actually presented with an idea to fix the problem, walk the other way, similar to what we've been seeing in Washington when it comes to Obamacare legislation, of course, which is an easy thing to point out. Oh, they're all about repeal and replace right until it matters, when they're actually using live rounds instead of, you know, blanks, because something might actually get done. All of a sudden, they run like cockroaches in the light. So what do you think, Kelly? Is there any chance that this thing ever sees the light of day? Does an Article 5 convention happen anytime in the relatively near future?
No, because definitely not. They don't want to give up the power. The legislatures, even
there it
of
is.
The states, don't want to give up the power that has gotten them reelected. And that's what I saw. It's like, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, the lady asked him, what kind of government did you come up with? And he said, dealing with the Constitution, he said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it.
That's right. Exactly
even
what he said.
People that are pushing this nationally, some nationally public figures, they out of one side of their mouth, they say, do the Convention of States, and then the next breath, they're saying, we're in a post-constitutional society.
So here's what you're telling me, Kelly. My takeaway from this, Kelly, and I really appreciate your listening in Detroit today and calling in. My takeaway from this is pretty simple. These folks will tell you about power to the people and self-government, self-governance and so forth right up until they have to vote on it, at which point they protect their own nest.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. If you'd hold on the line, I'd like Alex to grab your phone number for future reference. Appreciate your time on the program today. Kelly calling in from Detroit. The hotline remains open, 888-900-9966. Chris is checking in Richland today. Chris, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning. So my question is, you know, it seems to me that your fear, which is probably justified a little bit, is that something worse will come out of Article 5 convention. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, that's my concern. I don't know if a fear is, but yeah, I guess maybe it is. It's a deep concern.
Yeah.
That if you open up the Constitution of the United States, that, you know, by the time we get there, because it takes such a long time to get 34 states to agree to get there, and then it takes 38 states to ratify, but something radical has happened in the nation in the interim, which means the Constitution gets opened up, you know, for something different.
What do we have to lose is my question. I mean, we already have, as you pointed
everything.
Out, D.C.,
everything is my answer.
We have
everything to lose.
Go ahead.
We have everything to lose because they've already taken all this power that was not constitutionally theirs, those being the government in general, not necessarily the people there at this moment. But yes, they've...
Yep. As I was going to point out, and you brought up the story right before we went to break about D.C. having to sell off naming rights and raising fees and fines. That's all a result of government overstepping its bounds, and the only way to pull that back is to limit what government can do, and that's the purpose of Article 5. Article 5 cannot convey new rights; it can only limit what government does, and so I don't see I see no way for us. And as you said, that we have conflicted legislators that, for the most part, don't want to reel in their power. They don't want to not spend money here. They don't want to not please a constituent there. And all of that is at our expense, and it's all overstepping the bounds of our Constitution, our legal government. And the only way to bring that back is by Article 5 that I understand.
Well, Chris, I get your point, but the fact of the matter is once you open up that entire document, it becomes very dicey. I appreciate the conversation, the comments, and the input. It becomes very dicey. Because if those that are in charge say, well, you know, we've gotten here, we want to propose an amendment to nullify the Second Amendment, for example, or to restrict the first because we don't want hate speech, because we've gone so far in one direction that your establishment Republicans and liberal Democrats all get together. You know, we need to limit this free speech thing because, you know, people are getting their feelings hurt. There's a whole host of things that could go terribly wrong in a constitutional convention situation under those circumstances. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm saying that people should go in with a very clear, open view of what could possibly be the outcome. And it's not limited to any single item. The entire document is open. It's always been my concern with a constitutional convention of any fashion, Article 5 or otherwise. Make no mistake, I'm looking out to protect the Constitution, and yes, since Teddy Roosevelt, the executive branch has been swallowing whole power that didn't belong to the executive branch, and as has the federal government since Teddy Roosevelt, more than 100 years ago. 14 after, this is the Steve Gruber Show.